So a little over 5 years ago, I experienced a series of calamitous events, which many of my friends described as the trials of Job. But today I'm only going to talk about one of them, my professional life. So 5 years ago, I was an attorney working for the California Judicial Council, which we worked with judges and lawyers statewide in my division, working with them on public policy issues affecting juveniles in the court system. So one day, my bosses asked me to come into their office. Now, we were at that time, our state was in a dire financial straits, and especially the judicial branch, and we were experiencing furloughs, and it was a mess financially. So I knew they weren't going to offer me a raise, but I thought they were calling me in to tell me what a great job I was doing. Well, what they said was, because of this state financial crisis, your grant-funded position, which has been funded every year, no problem, is over, and you are now out of a job. Well, I was stunned. I was speechless. So I went home, and I thought about it, and then I thought, you know what? You've always wanted to return to being a trial lawyer, and you really want to be a public defender, so maybe this is an opportunity. Maybe this isn't so bad. And so that's what I thought. Okay, I'm going to go be a public defender. Now, I talked to my friend who's a lawyer, and it was about, I don't remember when, it was maybe September. And she goes, you know, the holidays are coming. You need to get on this because things slow down. I'm like, I will have a job by Christmas, no problem. That's crazy. Well, so I set out to apply for public defender positions. And I focused on San Francisco. And I met with public defenders in the San Francisco office, and I met with criminal defense attorneys. And I applied, and I had people contact the head of the public defender's office and write letters, and it went on and on and on. I even went with Maggie to the San Francisco Interfaith Commission where he was speaking, because my friend said, you know, he just needs to get to know you. Then he'll hire you. I even applied to become a free public defender. It even has a name, the Volunteer Attorney Program in the San Francisco Public Defender's Office. I couldn't even get a free job with them. Let me tell you. So then I thought, well, okay, whatever. And I started applying around all the different Bay Area counties, and I had nothing. Nothing was happening. And I had these letters from judges that I had worked with, and this one letter from a judge in Santa Clara County. He said he was the judge where the public defenders were appearing regularly in the criminal court. He said, to the head public defender, you need to interview Sydney. You know, she's blah, 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 blah. This thing went on, and it was really an amazing letter. Now, you would think, coming from the judge who heard your cases every day, you might consider interviewing this person. No, no interview. So people that were working in the public defender's offices around the Bay Area were telling me it's age. And I'm like, I'm not my mother's age. What do you mean it's age? And they said what they want is new, inexperienced attorneys that they can train. And I said, you know, I'm not in here to take over their office. I just want to work there. And it's entry level. It's not like you're experienced or you cost too much. That wasn't the case, but they said that's not the perception. They just want brand new, inexperienced attorneys, and you need to get over it. So in the meantime, I was working in Nevada with a team of death penalty attorneys on this death penalty case. I was court appointed in Nevada with a group of attorneys. One of my friends is an attorney there. So I was working on that case, and then I was also doing contract work, interviewing inmates around the state for compliance with the ADA, the Americans with Disabilities Act, which was a huge class action lawsuit. So I was kind of picking up jobs here and there and here and there. And then a friend said, well, you should apply to work at these criminal appellate panels. Now, if you lose your trial in a crime, then you can have an appeal. And so I did that, and I was working with them. But, you know, I wanted to be a trial lawyer. So what I really wanted to do was juvenile. So somebody said, why don't you get on the conflicts panel? And the conflicts is like an alternative public defender. Okay, so I'll go. Then I went and volunteered in the juvenile public defender to get some trial experience. But they didn't have any trials. And they finally had a trial, and I spent all weekend preparing for that little trial with the public defender. And the next day, we're there for the trial, and I'm getting ready to cross-examine the witness, and she turns to me and she said, I'll take it. And I'm like, how am I going to get any trial experience? So then the Bar Association said, go find some lawyers to get some trial experience, but there just weren't any trials. Finally, there was one, and I applied to become on the juvenile conflicts panel, and I didn't hear from him. And then they'd call me, and they wanted me a little bit more, do this. And it just wasn't working out. And so one day, I was in my office, and I'm like, you know what? You need to stop. It's time to stop. You're done. You have beat your head against the wall. This is not working for you. Just be done. And I opened up, there was an email, and I'm like, oh, my gosh, what does the Bar Association want now? All right, I'll open it. And it was like, congratulations, you're on the panel. So I was just, I was, when I got my star word, it was persevere. And when I pulled that out of the hat last year, I was stunned, I gasped in front of Maggie. And, you know, what I just want to say in closing is, I would ask for, what's your will for me, God? What's your will for me? And what would come to me is, just keep going, just keep going, just keep going. And, you know, God's not going to get me a job. And I just felt God's presence and God's comfort and God's grace. And, this is hard work, and I'm with you. And so now I have my own law firm, and I represent juveniles who are accused of crime in San Francisco, and I do criminal appeals. And it all worked out really well, and that was the perfect word.